Again, Lee taking at first. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, dug out by the catcher, Mason Anderson. And the count now 2-2. One run, two hits, no errors for Marshfield. Five runs, five hits, no errors for the Warriors as we play the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Ground ball towards shortstop, Sadalska. He'll pick, he'll flip the second for one, and that's all the Tigers will get. A 6-4 put out at second base, a fielder's choice for Clade in the first out of the inning for the Warriors. So next up will be the Wausau West left fielder, Ryder Schindler. Schindler grounded out in the first and grounded out in the second. He is 0-2. Another right-handed hitter for the Warriors. Kramer, the right-handed thrower, has gone the distance. Pickoff move and diving back in safely is Travis Clade. Here's the pitch. Foul tip at the plate. Strike one. Again, tomorrow we will have high school playoff softball. The playoffs almost here. And in fact, tomorrow they will be here. A Division V regional softball playoff. I'll be at Sunnyvale as the Newman Catholic Cardinals will take on Rosholt. 4:20 for the pregame, 4:30 for the first pitch. Here's the pitch. One ball, one strike, one out. Again, not a big lead at first base for Clade. Kramer fires. Pitch misses a little bit in. Count goes to 2-1. Waiting on deck for the Warriors, Joel Gravain, as West looking to extend this four-run edge. 5-1. Lights are on here at West on this overcast and chilly Wednesday afternoon. Rain makeup from the game yesterday. Liner towards third, backhanded by Robinson. He'll fire across in time. Good play at third on a hard hit ball by Schindler. 5-3 on the putout. And now at second base is Clady. So two outs for Joe Gravine. Gravine is 0-2. He has struck out and flown out. Here's the pitch. One ball and no strikes on Joel Gravine. Came in as the leading Wausau West batter in Wisconsin Valley Conference play this season. 1-0. Fastball does catch the inside corner from Kramer. Evens things up at 1-1. DC Everest will be the conference champions this year. They're 8-0 and in first place in the conference. Wisconsin Rapids is 7-3. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Just misses for ball two. Not liking that one a bit was Ty Kramer. I think he wanted that call. Stevens Point third in the league at 5-3. Wausau East fourth at 4-4. Marshfield and West tied at 2-6. Merrill 2-8. Ground ball past the pitcher into center field for a base hit. Rounding third, being waved around is Clade. Here comes the throw. It'll be cut off. It's a two-out RBI single for Joel Gravine, and the Warriors take a 6-1 lead. Taking it right back through the box was Gravine. And next up will be Wausau West cleanup man, shortstop Tony Ifanano. Warriors offense coming alive here today. Two out RBI hits in each of the last couple of innings have been big. And the pitch is up and in. Ball one. Ifodano had a double and scored a run in the second. Flew out to right field in the third. He is 1-2. Gravine leads off first. Setting. Here's the pitch. There's a pop over the backstop and out of play.
Count evens up at 1-1. Number 10 on the back of the jersey for Tony Ifaldano as he waits. Kramer's pitch. There's a high pop again over the top of the backstop and out of play. And it's now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Kramer's pitch. Low and outside, backhanded by Anderson. Evens things up at 2-2. High pop up on the infield. Mason Anderson have a little trouble. He'll be called off, and the ball drops in fair, and it will be a fair ball. Heading to second base is Ifaldano. At third base is Gravine, as that ball ended up dropping in fair territory, and it must have been touched by one of the Marshfield players as the English took it foul, but it was grazed, so all hands are safe. Trying to grab it was Mason Anderson, but he was called off, as coming in was the first baseman, Dayton Bugar. Not an easy play. Again, the wind is always a factor here at West. Straight through the chute, a very high pop-up, and now the Warriors have second and third with two outs. But a play that needs to be made if you're Marshfield, and that keeps the inning alive for the Warriors, for Ty Teske. And the pitch. Followed back to the screen for a strike one. Chance for the Warriors to really open this one up. Leading 6-1 in the bottom of the fourth, and two runners in scoring position with two outs. Runners again off second and third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's nothing to two. Runners again take their leads. And the pitch. In the artificial dirt, smothered by the catcher Mason Anderson, saves a wild pitch, saves a run for Marshfield. Count is 1-2. Runners again off second and third. Putting down the fingers is Anderson, now setting the target. Kramer kicks and deals. There's a little roller back towards the pitcher, played by Kramer. He'll flip the first off target, but stretching out and making the short hop play is Dayton Bugar at first to end the inning. Boy, that pitch throw almost ended up down the right field line. Good play made by the Marshfield first baseman. In the inning, the Warriors score once. One run on two base hits. There was an error, and two runners left on base. End of four, Warriors 6, Marshfield 1. This is Wausau West Baseball on 98.9 WXCO. Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West. Top of the fifth inning, Chase Robinson leads off for Marshfield, swings at the first pitch and pops it up. Near the edge of the outfield grass, making the call behind third base is Tony Ifaldano, and the Wausau West shortstop will squeeze for out number one. So one pitch and one out for Teske in the Marshfield fifth. Up next will be the number three hitter in the Marshfield batting order, their center fielder, Owen Griesbach. Griesbach is 0 for 1. He has struck out and walked. Pitch is up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Right-handed batter. Open stance, hands near the right ear hole weights. There's a swing and a fly ball center field. Going back is Miles Wahlvogel. But again, the ball's not going to carry today. It will be chased down in right center by Wahlvogel for out number two. It's going to take a massive pounding of the baseball to get one over the fence today.
Now batting the catcher, number seven, Mason Anderson.
Up next, the cleanup hitter, catcher Mason Anderson for Marshfield. There is a fastball right in there for strike one call. Trying to make quick work of Marshfield here in the fifth is Ty Teske. Has the sign, has the target. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Followed back, and quickly it's nothing and two. Friday, we will have Wausau West Warriors softball. The Warriors and the D.C. Evergreens in the regular season finale. Warriors will start playoff action next week. But we'll see the Warriors at D.C. Everest on Friday, 4:20 airtime here on 98.9 WXCO. Fastball misses away for ball one. Teske's ready. Here's the rock, the kick, and the 1-2. Line drive to center field. Coming in hard is Wahlvogel. Makes the dive. Could not make the play. Scoots past him. Rounding first. Heading into second is Anderson, and he'll slide in with a double. Going for the catch was Wahlvogel with a head-first dive, but couldn't quite get there. So now a runner on second, two outs for the Tigers, and Dayton Bugar, the first baseman, coming to the plate.
Next up for the Tigers, first baseman, number 13, Dayton Bugar.
He is 0 for 2. He has struck out and flown out to right. Out of the stretch, Ty Teske. Peeks at the runner at second, fires. There's a pop-up on the right-hand side. First baseman Joe Gravine will make the grab, and that will do it for the Tigers in the fifth. No runs on one base hit. There were no Wausau West errors, and one runner left on base. End of 4.5. It's Wausau West 6, Marshfield 1. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying. Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Dylan Landreth leading things off for the Warriors in the bottom of the fifth inning with West leading 6-1. And the first pitch, a fastball from Ty Kramer, is off the inside corner for ball one. Dylan Landreth, Miles Wahlvogel, and Ethan Sillers due up here for West against Marshfield starter Ty Kramer. 1-0 pitch. Drops down low, and that's ball two. Dylan Landreth has laid down a sacrifice bunt and also been hit by a pitch. So no official at-bats. 2-0. That'll be fisted to the near side, a foul ball. And it's two balls and a strike. Warriors looking to make it back-to-back wins. They had that comeback win against Toma on Saturday. Ground ball towards shortstop. Picked there by Sadowska. He'll flip across and reaching up, grabbing it and holding the bag is the first baseman, Bugar. 6-3 on the putout for out number one. So one up and one down for the Warriors, and I'll bring up Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel had an RBI single, scored a run in the second, had a 2-RBI double in the third. So he is 2-for-2 with 3 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. There's a looping line drive over a leaping Jacob Sadowska at short, and a third consecutive base hit today for Miles Wahlvogel. So a runner on first and one out for the Wausau West right fielder, Ethan Sillars. Sillars singled in the second, popped to the first baseman in the third, so he is 1-for-2. John Albee goes through his signs in the third base coach's box. Looks like Joe Gravine is throwing in the Wausau West bullpen. We may see him on the mound at some point. 6-1 lead for West, bottom of the fifth inning. Wahlvogel leads off first, and the pitch up and in, taken for ball one.
Now batting for the Warriors, right fielder, number 33, Ethan Siller.
Holding the runner at first will be the first baseman, Bugar. Again, pretty good lead by Wahlvogel. Here's the pitch, chopper third base side, and it goes foul. Count evens up at 1-1. Again, going through signs in the first base coach's box is John Albee. And the pitch. There's a line drive in the center. That's going to be a base hit, and that could be more. Into the gap in left center. Heading to third is Wahlvogel. He's going to be waved around. Into second, here's a throw to the plate, and in safely is Wahlvogel. A RBI double for Ethan Sillars, and it's now 7-1 Wausau West. Well hit ball by Sillars, not able to cut it off as Griesbach in center field. And again, no hesitation, waving around Wahlvogel with Coach John Albee, and he scores on the head first line. Two base hits in the game now for Sillars. And now Cohen Bryant, who has reached base twice, will step in. He's been hit by a pitch and also singled. Here's the pitch. There's a high pop, first base side, out of play. The bottom of the Wausau West order has done the job. The 7, 8, and 9 hitters combined, they are 6 out of 7 at the plate here today. That is great production from the bottom third of the batting order. 0-1. There's a fly ball right field side. Coming in is Ledden. Going out is the second baseman. Ledden will call off Vandenberg, make the grab for the out. Second out of the inning. Siller is still at second. Top of the order now for Travis Claude.
Next up to the Warriors,
catcher, 19, Travis Claude. Claude is 0-for-2. Has been hit by a pitch, also at an RBI ground ball, and hit into a fielder's choice. Pitch is at the top of the zone on a breaking ball for strike one called. 7-1 lead for the Warriors here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. This one misses. Looked like a similar pitch, but this time it's called a ball. One ball and one strike. Sillars off second. Here's the pitch. There's a breaking ball that's in there just above the knees for strike two called. One ball and two strikes on Travis Claude. Kramer's pitch. There's a pop-up on the infield. The second baseman, Vandenberg, at the edge of the outfield grass, will make the grab and retire West in the fifth. But the Warriors add another run to their lead. One run on two base hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. End of five, it is Wausau West 7, Marshfield 1. This is Wausau West Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Tyler Kramer leads off against Ty Teske. The first pitch from the Wausau West sophomore left-hander is inside on a fastball for ball one. 6-7 and 8 hitters in the Marshfield order. Top of the sixth inning, West with a 7-1 lead. There's a little roller, but a foul ball. Count evens up at 1-1. So, been a very solid effort here today for the Warriors, looking for their third win in the WVC and their seventh win overall. Try to add a couple of W's here this week. Try to add a couple of W's in front of the seeding meeting, which will be early next week. There's a line drive towards right coming in, and making the grab is Sillers for the out. Again, it's been a very active game in right field for Sillers. A lot of fly balls that way, and he was in good position to grab that fly ball, not playing very deep. First out of the inning. Bryce Schotte, the left fielder, up next. Shotty is 0-for-2. Left-handed batter. Out of the windup, Ty Teske kicks and fires. Fastball. Not sure where that one missed, but caught a ball. Perhaps a tad low. Time is called. And now stepping back into Shotty. Two balls and no strikes. The lefty fires. There's a pop, third base side, going over his Landreth. Will he have room? Nope. He goes into the fence as that pitch just goes out of his reach. Two balls and a strike. Teske again, rocks, kicks, fires. Fastball. Called a strike. It's 2-2. Umpire does not give a great signal, I have to say. It's got to guess half the time, the scoreboard as well. And the pitch is on the inside corner for strike three called. So Teske now has five strikeouts in the game. Two up and two down for the Tigers in the sixth. And up next, Tyler Coombe, the designated hitter. Pitch off the outside corner for ball one. One run, three hits, no errors for the Tigers. Actually, one error. It's not showing up on the scoreboard, but I have them for one error. Pitch misses down low, and that's ball two. Again, very close pitch, but does not get the arm to go up, and it's 2-0. Again, the rock, the kick, and the pitch. That one is in there. Top of the zone, outer portion for strike one called. But 1-3-1 for the Tigers, 7-7-0 for the Warriors. There's a pitch again. Fastball misses a tad down. Count goes to 3-1. Looking for the first 1-2-3 inning of the game. Here's a ground ball towards first. Taking a nice big hop by Gravine. Goes to the bag in time, and that will do it. And actually, that's not Gravine. That's Landreth. No, that is Joe. That one looks like a seven. But three up and three down for the Tigers in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. End of 5.5. It is Wausau West 7, Marshfield 1. This is Wausau West High School Baseball on 98.9 WXL.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on Red Robin.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
And we are back here at Wausau West High School as we head to the bottom half of inning number 6, Wausau West 7, Marchfield 1. New pitcher for the Tigers, Tyler Coombe, who is the designated hitter, now moves on to the mound. Ty Kramer goes 5 innings today for the Tigers. For Wausau West in the bottom of the 6, it will be Ryder Schindler, Joe Gravine, and Tony Ifaldano. Ryder Schindler, who has grounded out 3 times today. Left-hander kicks and deals. Pitches down low for ball 1. Warriors scored 3 in the 2nd, added 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, and 1 in the 5th. So they scored in the last 4 innings. 1-0 is a fastball that drops down low for ball 2. Two balls and no strikes on Ryder Schindler. Here's the pitch. And that will be a little bit low. And it's ball 3. 3-0 on the Wausau West left fielder. Boom. Fires and it's outside. It's a 4-pitch walk. So a leadoff walk to Schindler to start off the Wausau West 6th. And that will bring up the West Warrior first baseman, Joe Gravine.
Next up for the Warriors, first baseman, number 1, Joe Gravine.
Joe had an RBI single his last time up. He is 1-for-3. Runner takes his lead. Here's the kick and the pitch. And that is in there for strike 1 called. Again, leaning in is Tyler Coombe, has the sign, has the target. Here's the pitch. And there's a swing and a pop-up, first base side, foul territory. Making the call, making the grab is Bugar for out number 1. So runner on first, one out for Tony Ifladano. Ifladano doubled and scored in the second, flew to right in the third, reached on an error in the fourth. Working out of the stretch, Tyler Coombe. The lefty sets at the belt, kicks and deals. And the pitch is down low and inside for ball one. Warriors, 7-1 lead, bottom of the sixth inning. And the pitch, and there's a swing and a pop-up, short right center field. Coming in is the right fielder. Going out is the second baseman, and the second baseman, Connor Vanderberg, will make the call and make the grab for the second out of the inning. Bryce Blaubach will now come out and hit for Ty Teske. So Bryce Blaubach will get an opportunity at the plate. Teske walked and scored in the second, walked and scored in the third, and then grounded back to the pitcher in the fourth. Here's the kick and the pitch. Misses inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes on Bryce Blaubach. Again, the lead taken at first. Here's Coombs' pitch. And that will miss, and that's ball two. So good hitter's count, two balls and no strikes. Schindler led off with a walk, taking his lead. And that's a fastball that's in right down the chute for strike one called. Two balls and a strike on Blaubach. Senior for the Warriors, number three on the back of his jersey. Here's the pitch. Miss. Oh, got the high pitch on the outer portion of the plate. Count goes to two balls and two strikes. Here's the 2-2. And it's a swing and a miss, and Blaubach goes down on strikes, and that will do it for the Warriors in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base. End of six. It's Wausau West 7, Marshfield 1. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Faux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying, or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Joel Gravine is now pitching for Wausau West. Parker Monday has moved to first base for the Warriors. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner to Easton Ledden for strike one. Top of the seventh. And a 7-1 lead for Wausau West. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, taken for a ball. Working quickly. 1-1 pitch. Fastball, just a shade down low. Two balls and a strike. Right Here comes Gravine's fire. And that pitch is up and out of the zone, and that's ball three. Three balls and a strike. Worst 3-1. Catches the upper part of the zone, and the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Boy, working very quickly is Joel Gravine. Pitched well at D.C. Everest last week. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Nice snag up high by Gravine. Flip over to Monday. 1-3 on the putout for the first out of the inning. Back to the top of the order for the Tigers, Jacob Sadowska. He is 0-1. He has walked twice and struck out. Out of the windup, Gravine fires. There's a roller past the pitcher behind the bag. Ifeldano, he'll fire to first in time. Terrific range to his left by Tony Ifeldano. Made the pick behind the bag and then off balance on target to Monday. 6-3 on the put out and the second out of the seventh. So that will leave it up now to Chase Robinson to keep it alive for Marshfield. Robinson is 0-3. He is grounded into a double play in the first, grounded out in the third, and popped up in the fifth. Here's Gravine's pitch. High pop up, and that should do it. Left fielder Ryder Schindler coming in. He'll make the grab, and that will do it. The Warriors knock off the Marshfield Tigers today by a score of 7-1. We'll come back, recap this one coming up next. This is Wausau West Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
And Chad Holmes back again from Wausau West High School, where the Warrior baseball team rolls past the Marshfield Tigers today by a score of 7-1. Warriors scored three times in the second inning. An RBI single by Miles Wallvogel. A bases loaded hit by a pitch by Cohen Bryant to drive in a run. And an RBI ground ball by Travis Clade gave West the 3-0 lead.
Marshfield will score a run in the top of the third inning on a bases-loaded walk to Mason Anderson. But then the Warriors score twice in the third. A two-out, two-RBI double by Miles Wahlvogel would make it 5-1. Then an RBI single by Joe Gravine in the fourth made it 6-1. And an RBI double by Ethan Sillers in the fifth made it 7-1. And that would be it. The Warriors win it by a score of 7-1. So for Wausau West, 3-for-3 with three RBIs today for Miles Wahlvogel. Ethan Sillers 2-for-3 with a run batted in. And Ty Teske is the winning pitcher. He went six innings, allowed just one run on three base hits, striking out six, again, to earn the W. With the victory, the Warriors improved their overall record to 7-13. They're now 3-6 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Marshfield is 8-15 overall, and they are 2-7 in the WVC. So looking ahead for the rest of the week in our terms of our broadcast schedule, tomorrow, high school softball playoff action as the Newman Catholic Cardinals will take on the Rosholt Hornets in a Division 5 regional game. Again, Division 5 softball regional tomorrow. Newman Catholic hosting Rosholt, 4:20 for the pregame, 4:30 for the first pitch. And then Friday, it will be Wausau West High School softball as the Warriors take on D.C. Everest, 4:20 again for the pregame, 4:30 for the first pitch. So that's high school softball both tomorrow and on Friday right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Here today, it was all Warriors. Wausau West 7, Marshfield 1. Thanks to all of our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball, and thanks to you for joining us. I'm Chad Holmes. This has been Wausau West High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
Devastating what is being considered. In addition to the trillions of dollars in tax giveaways to 100 millionaires and billionaires. And listen, John from Milwaukee, my conservative friend, back on the text line saying, you're asking questions about staffers not giving their elected officials the accurate information about bills. What do you have to say about staffers that covered up Biden's frailties? I say shame on them too, John. They didn't do their jobs well either. But the fact of the matter is, Biden ain't president anymore. And if you want to keep looking in the rear view as to and for excuses about why your elected officials from the MAGA regime aren't doing the right thing today, your pocket will get picked right along with the rest of the middle class. The fact of the matter is Donald Trump is president. This is a MAGA regime bill that's going to steal trillions from the middle class to give to the wealthiest. That is the fact of the matter about what is happening today. Joe Biden ain't president. I choose to talk about what's happening today. Those people that enabled a president who is not capable of serving another four terms, of entertaining that idea, they should be drummed out of politics. But that is distraction and a sideshow. The big, brutal bill, John, that is happening today. And I'm happy to report to each and every one of you that it appears that additional Republican support is eroding. Jacob, can we take this on? This is a number of Republicans within the last couple of hours saying they will not support the big, brutal bill. Of course, these folks are talking about there's not enough cuts. Maybe they should talk about revenue side. Maybe they should talk about taxing billionaires their fair share, but let's take a listen.
My concern about the deficit and the debt is tremendous. This bill, in its entirety, the way it was written, we would go from $36 trillion now in debt to $56 trillion minimum if this bill goes through the way it is written with no fraud, waste, and abuse taken out of Medicaid. We would own Obamacare, not repeal it.
And currently, the bill spends more money than it would than the status quo. I mean, so it doesn't actually help deficits. It actually hurts deficits.
If the speaker brings us to the floor tonight,
I think the Bills are going to have problems.
There you have it. Not sure what's going to happen next. Speaker Mike Johnson, too chicken, to meet Hakeem Jeffries and actually have a debate about these billionaire giveaways and corporate welfare. Unbelievable what is going on in Congress today. And again, to my brother John from Milwaukee, my conservative friend, how about we pay attention to what's happening today as opposed to rehashing how much you hate the past president? Ollie from the Northwoods, you're up next. Go ahead.
Well, I've listened to the last couple of callers, and I agree wholeheartedly with what they say. And as to John, a lot of accidents happen while people are looking in the rearview mirror. So he might want to keep that in mind. But I really called to talk about the part you played with the president and the African president in the Oval Office today. And I just think it should not go unnoticed that that African leader realized that Trump can be bought. All leaders in this world are realizing that Trump is up for sale, and what you give him is what you get out of him. And that
a sad reality, Ollie, by flattery or fraud, right? Like by giving him gifts or flattering the man, he is subject to manipulation. I believe we may have some fresh sound from Mike Johnson following a meeting of the far-right Republican contingent and Mike Johnson in the White House. Let's take a listen to the shorter cut, Jacob, see what the speaker had to say for himself.
The plan is to move forward as we expected. That was a very productive meeting at the White House. It's great to have a president that is so directly engaged with what happens in the other branch of government over here in the legislative branch. It was a collection of leaders from the House, and most of them Freedom Caucus leaders, and we had a good discussion. I think we're in a very good place. I think that all of our colleagues here will really like this final product, and I think we're going to move forward.
Anybody ever get the sense that like Mike Johnson might be a wee bit of like a marionette, and he just like words come out of his mouth and his arms move, but somebody else is pulling the strings? A little disconnected from what's happening here on Earth One. I just get a real weird ventriloquist dummy sort of feel from little Mike Johnson. That's the vibe he gives me. I don't know if he's just not dealing with reality, and let's hope this whole thing goes down in a blazing ball of fire. My fear is, ladies and gentlemen, that this big, brutal bill that guts and sticks the knife into the backs of MAGA supporters across the middle class and the working poor is going to become law. Folks, we're going to continue this discussion on the other side. Stay on the lines if you're there. 855-752-4842. Ollie from the Northwoods said it best. If you're looking in the rear view, it's a good way to get in an accident. Here on the Maggie Dawn Show, we keep it in the here and now and our eyes looking forward. Keep it locked. I'll be back after these brief messages right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We did not get to the discussion today about the intentional use of trauma as a political tactic embraced by Elon Musk, Russell Vogt, and a lot of them. I will cover it tomorrow. We have the sound. I want to put that together. I want to give it its due. So we will talk about that tomorrow. I apologize to everybody that we didn't get it today. Also tomorrow, and this is important, did you know that Donald Trump is considering deploying National Guard troops into our streets without invoking the Insurrection Act? I'm going to discuss that. 20,000 National Guard troops marching through our streets. This is possible. This is being discussed as we speak, as we convene together here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow as well. But let's return to your phone calls, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Richard from Waukesha, hello, sir.
Hi, young lady. I can say that because I'm old fogey.
I'll take young lady any day of the week, my friend.
Okay, I got a piece of work that is as good as my in-the-park home run way back in the day.
Okay.
I have a film. I grew up in high school in the 60s, and it's about a group that was the largest anti-war film group organized in the country. And it was called The Weather Underground. Now, this film is superb. It happens when Nixon is in impeachment or in negotiating his resignation.
Resignation. What's the name of the movie about the underground?
It's called The Weather Underground.
It is.
Now,
okay. Sorry, Richard, we got to get to a couple more calls. We could talk about The Weather Underground on the show for an entire show. I think the movements in the 60s for civil rights, the anti-war protests, for equal rights and equal pay for women are an exemplar, are a point in history that we can look to as an example of how to invigorate grassroots movements now in response to this attack on the middle class, this attack on the working poor, and this full-hearted embrace of a regime that benefits only the very wealthiest among us and makes it impossible for you and your kids to do better. You want to be one of the wealthiest? Yeah, well, what the big brutal bill that they're debating is going to lock you out of that possibility. That's how they're rigging the system. They are rigging the economy to screw you and your family. It is happening today on Capitol Hill. It is signed and authored by the MAGA regime, by the corrupt commander-in-chief. That is what is up. That is what is at stake. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're up next, sir.
Too many on the right in our government and on the MAGA side, you know, there this line kind of paraphrased from the Declaration of Independence, deaf to the voice of justice and to paraphrase the phrase, to our shared humanity. And what does this big, beautiful bill, ugly bill, do to actually further the establishment of justice in this country or promote the general welfare, which is a primary reason of our government to exist, to promote the general welfare, not the specific welfare of the people
the
at
elites.
The top.
Yeah. Mark, thanks so much. Appreciate you. Cam from Appleton, got to make it quick. Hi, friend.
Hey, I mentioned this on Dom's show before, and I think I'm getting closer to a solution here, but this whole timeline is screwed right now, and I pinpointed when it started to get screwed, and it's back when one Kim and Kanye West sex tape was made, and if we can go back and destroy that from ever being released to the public, I think we'd be good.
What was that movie, like the with the butterfly thing, the one flap of the butterfly wings and history is differently. I actually, Cam, I kind of see where your head's going with this, like the degradation of our attention span and everything getting sucked up by the Kim Kardashian sex tape, .. And here we are. I hope it is not that simple because, wow, we got a lot of garbage flying around the information sewer these days. To finish this out this afternoon, I'm going to give credit to Charlie Sykes, his Substack. He actually quoted conservative Charles Krauthammer in his Substack today. And I think sometimes for those of you who may be listening that are conservatives or, you know, sort of maybe dabble in that, maybe a little bit more right-leaning. I want to quote some of the words that Charlie elevated from Mr. Krauthammer that I think are incredibly important and salient today. And it's about, why do we care? Why do we argue about these things? And it spoke to me. I have always cared about politics, and I always will. And here's what Charles Krauthammer had to say about why we all should care. In the end, all the beautiful, elegant, good things in life, the things that I care about, the things that matter, depend on getting the politics right. Because in those societies where they get it wrong, everything is destroyed. Everything is leveled. He echoes John Adams when he wrote, "I must study politics and war so that our sons and daughters may have the liberty to study mathematics, art, and philosophy." And this, to end our time together today. Politics is the moat, the walls beyond which lie the barbarians. Should we fail to keep them at bay, and everything burns. That's going to do it for me today. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.
listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There is a vote on the president's budget bill soon, but no sign all Republicans are on board. Tarian Small reports it comes after a White House visit today.
Chip Roy and other members of the Freedom Caucus are begging the speaker to consider pushing the timeline back a bit so more of these conversations could happen.
President Trump hosted South Africa's president today, insisting that white farmers in that country are being killed.
White South Africans are fleeing because of the violence and racist laws.
Allegations South Africa denies. A federal judge says the White House violated a court order on deportations to third countries with a flight that may be transporting migrants to South Sudan. The Justice Department is investigating Andrew Cuomo, former governor of New York, now running for mayor. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Mr. Cuomo's spokesperson called this warfare and a politically charged investigation.
The Dow is off more than 800 points. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.